Mary's new friends. Mary ran across the Bible conference grounds to Aunt Betty. Aunt Betty was finished helping in the kitchen of the campground. And Mary was glad. She loved her Aunt Betty. Together they chatted happily. "Aunt Betty, do you know who I saw? I saw a man who had bumps all over his face. He looked so queer. And I heard him talk unusually, too. But you know, Grandma told me not to stare or point at him. She told me to not go close to him." "Why, yes, Mary, I saw him at lunchtime. We must never stare or make fun of handicapped people. That is true. But do you know what I think? I think we ought to learn to know this handicapped person. His wife is also handicapped. She has a walking problem." "Oh, no, Aunt Betty, I'm afraid of him." "Afraid of him? Well, now, Mary, you know God has as many kinds of people. Are you afraid of John at our church? His crippled body is not even thought about because we all love him so much. And Grandpa Jones is blonde. And you can see Uncle Joe walk with a limp. Are you afraid of any of them? God loves us all. So this man is not one to be treated differently or to be afraid of." Well, Mary was not sure. She agreed with Aunt Betty. It was after Aunt Betty finished in the kitchen the next day that Mary and her aunt were chatting again. Suddenly the man Mary had seen earlier came near where they stood. Near him was his wife on a three-wheeled cart. Aunt Betty stepped up to the couple. "Hello, we would like to meet you. I am Betty Martin, and this is my niece, Mary Myers." Mary was holding back beside Aunt Betty's skirt. "Why, hello," greeted the lady pleasantly. "We are Melvin and Martha Yoder." Mary was looking at her cart. "Do you like my cart, Mary?" The man stepped up and said, "See, this button is a horn. Toot toot." Mary continued, shyly standing beside Aunt Betty. But as Sister Yoder talked, Mary sort of forgot to be afraid. Aunt Betty expressed interest in the reason that Sister Yoder was on the cart. She saw the leg brace that she wore. "What has happened to you? Why must you need help?" "Well, I had polio years ago when I was 18. Recently, I have been having pain and weakness. They call it post-polio syndrome. I still can walk, but this helps me. I feel better when I don't walk much." Mary kept glancing at Brother Yoder. He smiled warmly. Sister Yoder kept looking lovingly at her husband. He had shown Mary how the horn worked. She was feeling more friendly, even though his face looked odd. "You wonder about Melvin's rough skin, don't you? And he also has garbled speech. Well, when God planned his brown eyes and his hair, he also programmed him to have these skin tumors all over him, and they continue to grow as he gets older. They don't hurt him. Do you like to learn big words, Mary? His condition is called neurofibromatosis, which means fibroid tumors on nerves. We call it NF for short. His speech is caused by NF2. He's such a great help to me. God planned for us to help each other and we are so blessed." Mary smiled. Now she felt that she was making new friends. As the Yoders left, Aunt Betty said, "Mary, God wants us to be kind to everyone. Especially does He want us to be friendly. This is even to those who look differently, or act differently, or talk differently. It's best to visit with them, just as if they had no problems. Let's always be open and friendly instead of avoiding them. That is God's way." Mary smiled. She felt better now, having met this couple. "Aunt Betty, thank you for being brave to talk to the Yoders. I guess your way is best. Grandma didn't want me to go close to them. She didn't understand. Talking to them makes me feel better. It makes them feel less different, too. I can see that it is God's way and the best way."